From WGCU News, I'm Rachel Iacovone. The two GOP candidates in the gubernatorial race faced off in their second and final debate last night before the Republican primary on August 28th. Just hours before, news broke that U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis' lead had jumped from 11 points to 20 in recent polls. But that fact didn't dishearten Southwest Floridians who support DeSantis' opposition, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam. What did were the low blows each candidate took at one another, beginning with Putnam calling DeSantis the Seinfeld candidate in his opening statement because, quote, at the end of the day, it's all about nothing, end quote. The contentiousness was off-putting to Peggy Love and Marge Tyrer.
You know, I was always brought up to disagree pleasantly.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you can do that.
Have a strong opinion, and everybody,
stuff.
You know, can have their opinion. You listen to others' opinion, but not in an attack mode. You know, to attack others' opinions is bothersome.
Love and Tyrer are longtime Republicans who say they've supported Putnam from the start. But at the debate watch party hosted by the Lee County GOP, they said the divisiveness they witnessed from behind both podiums only added to the divide of the nation and within the Republican Party. Across the room, the Southwest Florida Young Republicans had a very different take. Before the debate, the club's president, Kevin Carnes, said he was concerned about the lack of energy from both candidates. So he was pleasantly surprised by the aggressive back and forth led by Putnam and the clearer idea of his plans for the role of governor.
And the specifics about how he would implement his plans. And I thought we saw a more tame DeSantis, where he didn't rely too much on Trump's endorsements or plans. So I thought it was exactly what we needed.
Despite the high-energy showdown, Carnes, Love, and Tyrer all say they don't think the debate changed anyone's minds about who they will vote for in the primary. This is WGCU News. I'm Rachel Iacovone.